This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Doug Karsh. Scott the Gator Anderson. It is 97.1 The Ticket. Jared Goff, our weekly conversation on Tuesdays. Look, clearly the season's in front of them and they think they have answers. But do you think they have answers, people? Do you think they will be okay? And there's definitely a deep-seated undercurrent of skepticism in Detroit right now. And I get it. You know, I guess part of this is going through a 15-2 season last year, feeling chesty the whole way, got us nothing. So I'm trying to, I don't want to overreact to losses unless these losses cost them a playoff bid. Now, would I prefer that they're the number one seed? Of course. But it maybe doesn't mean as much as we thought it did. It's nice. And playing home playoff games, better than playing on the road.
This is going to sound strange, and that's why I'm throwing the word might in there.
Okay.
I'm not sure about
it. Is this something you think you might regret saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I like these. He might regret saying it, people, but.
By the end of the season, I might feel better about their chances going into the playoffs than I did last year. Despite the record being 15-2 last year. Let's say they were 11-6, second in the division, but they get in the playoffs. I think I might like the team's chances better because the defense looks like it's really solid right now, and they're getting key pieces back. All this is contingent on health. The problems that they have right now are on the offensive side, which is something that I think we kind of like doing a double take at. Like, really, the problems with the offense? But we can understand. It's a different offensive line. Coaches taking over, calling the plays, whatever. And now they've got a big injury to Sam Laporta, and hopefully he'll be able to come back by the end of the season. And that's just the IR stint is literally just that for the 4 weeks. But because last year it was just mounting injury after mounting injury, even into the playoff game, literally two plays into the game, and you just lost your last starting corner that you had, it was crazy. This year I'm hoping the injuries are a different kind of play, that they're getting guys back as opposed to losing guys going into it. And if that's going to be the case, then I'll feel pretty good about this team because I think the problems they have offensively, I think they are correctable. I think you may be outmatched time to time on the offensive line against the defensive line you're facing from time to time. but hopefully it's not for an entire game. Like that's where things can, okay, right. I'm going to get beat, but I'm not going to get beat 7 out of 10 times or 6 out of 10 times. That I'm going to do a better job, and we're going to scheme it up. We as an offensive unit are going to know the playbook better. We're going to know our assignments better, and we're going to be able to provide the best protection that we can. It won't be as good as what they had last year with Frank Ragnow and a healthier O-line, but it can be good enough because the playmakers on this team are too good to hold back.
Well, I do see a path to the Super Bowl still. The worst version of the Lions isn't going to get them there. And I think we've seen a little too much of that. And, I'm hoping that they kind of get into a rhythm here. And they got a chance to do it. 3 straight home games. Let's go to Jake in Auburn Hills. You're on 97.1. Hello, Jake.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, sir.
I'm feeling pretty down about the Lions because the losses have basically come from one consistent source. And that is consistently the line playing below average. And there's good reason for that. You know, there are a lot of losses on the line. Graham Glasgow, who was one of their weaker links last year, you know, is now someone who we're relying on to be, you know, someone to be an above-average player. And I see that whenever they play a defense that's, you know, a stout defense, it's just consistent. Jared has no time. And Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime he tries running inside, he gets stuffed at 2 yards. And he has those great runs outside and stuff like that. But it's not helping when, you know, when your yards per carry are getting so, you know, they're getting so much lowered by the two runs here, the yards here and the little few yards there. So my thing is, I don't know how much they could fix. I think it's a talent issue, and to me that falls on Brad Holmes for not addressing it during the offseason, the draft, and the trade deadline.
Well, he took two interior offensive linemen during the draft.
Well, I'm talking about, first of all, I'm talking about the 2024 draft. He didn't draft any offensive lineman besides for Giovanni Manu.
Well, you said they didn't, except for, but then, so that means that they actually did draft offensive
linemen.
You don't
like the picks they took.
And the problem
Manu
is Manu's
a project.
He's a project, but he's also hurt.
He wasn't projected to start within the next 2 years. I mean, and they're trading away picks. To me, they didn't take the problem with the offensive line serious enough. I mean, the fact that they let Kevin Zeitler go is a pretty good, you know, sign as to what they thought about the offensive line. And then I understand they took two offensive linemen this year, but one of them was in the sixth round, and they should have signed off free agents also. I just don't think he was, and for sure by the trade deadline they should have got someone. So
what deal did they turn down at the trade deadline? I always ask this, Jake. What deal do you think he turned down or didn't get done at the trade?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deadline.
I don't know.
Okay,
but my
Anila, it's not your job to know. It's not your job to know. I just think when you start talking about the deals they didn't make, this goes back to the I want to buy your house.
Right.
It's not for sale, but I want it. If somebody isn't selling, there was one offensive lineman, right, moved at the trade deadline. We need to make sure that's correct. But there was the one deal that went, tackle that went from the Saints to the Chargers. So there weren't a lot of them moved. He might have turned down a deal, and if he did, I'll be disappointed.
And just for facts here, Miles Frazier was a fifth-round pick, not a sixth-round pick, the offensive lineman, the second one that they drafted this year. And they drafted two offensive linemen in 2024.
Yeah, they drafted Christian Mahogany. So they took four linemen in the last two drafts, and you said none. They didn't sign a big free agent in terms of anybody that's going to help on the O-line. That is accurate.
That is accurate, and they also didn't know that Frank Ragnow was retiring until after the draft.
Which
is also a problem, because after the draft is pretty much after free agency went off. The big free agents have gone.
That being said, we
can defend it, and I think we're defending it just fine. However, I'm also disappointed that they didn't make a deal at the deadline to get another offensive lineman, but like we state, we don't know what the deals were.
I don't. If to find out that they stubbornly didn't want to move like a fifth-round pick for Kevin Seitler, I would be pissed. I would be. If I find out that, but you know what? When you have young quarterbacks, everybody thought Cleveland and Tennessee had for sale signs up with offensive linemen. They have young quarterbacks that they're trying to give a chance. And trading starting offensive linemen doesn't help. But he could have addressed it more in free agency. They had a lot riding on Mahogany being a difference maker. They had a lot riding on Glasgow. Glasgow might be the miscalculation.
But this also sucks too, because this is injuries, right?
Yep.
When you go back to the last three drafts and you draft Miles Frazier and he's hurt in training camp and hasn't played since, but looks like he's on track to come back real soon. You draft Mahogany, doesn't play much at all last year because of mono, but then does play at the end and then earns a starting job, but now he's hurt, so he's out. You draft Giovanni Manu, yes, he's a project, but you were hoping that he was going to get some playing time. He started to and then got hurt. He's out. Colby Sorstall is another one that they drafted three drafts ago that I'm sure that they were hoping he was going to develop. And here it is now, year three, and he got hurt and hurt early in training camp, and he's out. Injuries play a major role. Like somebody, we say he didn't do enough. Well, actually, they did. They took chances on guys that aren't healthy right now. And lots of teams are dealing with the same thing. It doesn't mean they shouldn't have looked at the trade deadline.
I hope they did.
And they better have, yeah. But if some team is saying, yeah, no, we'll give you that offensive lineman for a second-round pick, I can see why they're going to be like, yeah, no, not for a rental or whatever. We don't know what the players were that were available. But when you don't see many offensive linemen moved at a trade deadline, it tells me that the pool to grab those players was not very deep.
Okay, again, don't sue me. I do this every once in a while. I'm trying to remember the stat Burchie gave us about between 2020 and 2025. It was some incredibly small number of starting offensive linemen. Six starting offensive linemen have been traded at the trade deadline. And it was over a 25-year period. So it's just not something that happens all that much in the middle of a season. They're very, very hard and rare to see them get moved. Naheed, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Naheed.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Gator.
What's up?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
This is my first time calling. I recently started listening to you guys. I just want to touch back on what Gator said about how, you know, he feels the same way. I mean, he feels better about this season than last year. Cause
I said I might.
He said he might. He might
qualify there.
Yeah, he might. You know,
I'm hopeful that the injury situation is not going to get worse. It's only going to improve by the time they get to the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. As long as I feel like before we get to the playoffs, our defense is, you know, as it is right now or it gets better, I feel like I feel good about the team. Because I feel like offense, it'll eventually click. It's just a matter of time. But the defense, I'm really like liking what the defense is looking like compared to last year, because there's only so many wins you can get with the defense so banged up as last year. It was just a matter of time till it catches up to us. But, yeah, and then did you guys hear about the news? I don't know if it's how accurate it is, but Tate Raddatz wanted to take off on Thanksgiving. I don't know what your guys' thoughts on that are.
What?
What?
Yeah, apparently, like, he wanted to, he was asking Coach Dan Campbell about taking off on Thanksgiving.
What do you mean by taking off?
Like the day off, like not working, like not playing the game, basically.
Where did you hear this?
It's on The Onion. It's,
yeah, okay. Do you know what The Onion is?
No.
Okay. Well, The Onion. Of course you saw it on The Onion. The Onion is a satirical website that makes up fantastic stories. And it's intended to be funny. And yes, there is a Onion story about this.
Is there?
Yeah. Well, because it's from The Onion.
I know, but my man took it seriously.
Yeah.
Did he? Come on, man. All right, Dan Campbell spoke to the morning show. Do you modify your approach? What about the golf accuracy issues? How do you help the offensive line in bigger games? Some of the topics they addressed. We'll get to that today. You'll hear what he had to say at 105 on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.